to all things Mac. Windows apparently runs fast on a Mac, those free iPods may not be so free, and a lie detector made from Legos. You're listening to the All Things Mac podcast. Today is Saturday, March 25th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with the In. Three Apple Intel Macs supposedly run Windows-based Photoshop faster than other computers designed by other companies. Thanks to my in-depth comprehensive reporting a few weeks ago, all you listeners should know that Macs can now run Windows XP. For those of you who don't pay attention to me, Narf, a computer hacker, found a way to run Windows natively on a Mac. A team from Gearlog installed Windows on all three different Macs and ran benchmark tests on Photoshop. The team found that the MacBook Pro was the fastest Core Duo computer they've tested to run Photoshop scripts. And this was on Windows. Imagine what the Mac would be able to do with a universal binary when they come out. The website freeipods.com is under some legal trouble from the New York Attorney General. They're suing the site, like good Americans, because they broke their privacy policy by selling personal information to email marketers. So maybe those great iPod deals aren't so good after all? Lego enthusiast Michael Gaspari created a lie detector mod. For those of you who do not know what a mod is, it is when somebody who has a lot of free time modifies something to look like something else, but it still does what it originally did. This guy took a galvanic skin response sensor, some motor wire, Velcro, and some aluminum foil to create a lie detector. It basically measures the amount of sweat on your fingers, and supposedly, when you lie, it can tell. The machine, on the other hand, looks like some Lego toy, which is cool, I guess, if you have a lot of free time. You can see a picture of his mod on my website, www.allthingsmac.podomatic.com. I usually do only three main news stories, but here's some things I found interesting, but didn't really make the cut. Apple's changing the serial numbers for all its products. Apple's making the change to an encoded 18-digit serial number so nobody will know what the numbers stand for. Currently, if you go to a website, the URL for that website is posted on my website. You can find out information like what factory the Apple product is produced in and during which week, all with just the serial number. Apple's cinema displays are actually really good. When compared with the $300 cheaper Dell displays, CNET found that the Apple display had more accurate and vivid color. According to Australia's Smart Home News, Microsoft is going to rewrite 60% of the code for Vista, for some reason which is not known. That explains the delaying of Windows Vista, but I kinda don't trust the source. And lastly, the United States supports Apple in its decision to hate the French government. Well, kinda. Apple has not changed its cafeteria food to Freedom Fries as of yet, but U.S. Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez said Apple has the right to stand up for its intellectual property, and later said Apple has the right to give him a free iPod. He might not have said the thing about the iPod, but that's probably what he was asking for by supporting Apple. And that was today's edition of All Things Mac. Bronco46 gave me a great review on iTunes. It was so good, I thought I'd read it on the show. The presentation has a few rough edges, but the content is very good. Lots of short and to the point Macintosh news stories. Injections of humor help keep it light. I'd just like to say thank you, because that I think is a perfect example of what this show is about. But on a semi-serious note, I do think that there are some things on this podcast that need to be worked out, such as me getting a new mic, and I'm working on that. This Wednesday, I will be unable to do a podcast, but one maybe Monday or Tuesday, no promises. I've got to keep my schedule flexible. You know those busy podcasters always going from one Mac Media event to the next. If you're interested in advertising on my podcast, I'll do quick, cheap ads at the end, meaning in this section here. Right now I'm trying to fill this section because I have no advertisers. Check out my website, www.allthingsmac.podomatic.com, for more details. You can always email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. Today's music is by Posing for Pennies. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.
I've waited all my life for someone just like you. With your charm and those eyes, you made my love anew. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. But when I tell you you're my beauty queen, you're that I really